Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra. The series is sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted at OU.org, in which we explore one of the aliyot of the current Parshat HaShavua in each subsequent podcast. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and I'm delighted to be studying Parashat Shmot with you. And we are now looking at the sixth aliyah, which begins immediately after the scene at the sneh, at the bush, picking up in Perek Dalad Pasuk Yod Chet. Vayelech Moshe. So Moshe went, and before going to Mitzrayim to begin his great mission, Vayashvel Yeter Chotno, he went to Yeter, his father-in-law, who's been called Yitro Yeter. Vayomer lo El Chana Ve'ashuv Alachai Asher B'Mitzrayim Ve'ra Odam Chayim. I want to go see if my brothers are still alive in Egypt. He does not tell him the mission. Vayomer Yitro Al Moshe Lech L'Shalom. So he sends him in peace. And now, Vayomer Adonai Moshe b'Midyan. So now Moshe's in Midyan on his way. Lech shuv Mitzrayim. Which sounds a little strange because Moshe's already on his way. Ki meitu kol anashim v'akshim et nafshecha. But we now find out that what Hashem is telling him is, you can safely go because all the people who want to kill you are dead. The simple pshat of this is that Paro, who had originally put out the contract on Moshe, is gone, as we read at the end of Perek Bet. Midrashically, this is a reference to Datan and Aviram, who are the two people who are fighting with him. They're not really dead. They're poor, ani chashuv kemet, etc. Vaykach Moshe ishto vet panav vayakivem alachamor. Now, panav is a little bit difficult here because he only has one son. He takes his son, vayakivem alachamor, and he puts them on the donkey and rides them, vayashav arts in Mitzrayim, he goes to Mitzrayim. Vaykach Moshe matay Elohim biyadon, he takes the staff. So in other words, he got a donkey, his wife and children, who are they are riding on the donkey, and he's walking, evidently, and he's got this staff. Now, where's this other child from? And more to the point, why is he bringing his wife and children on this journey? They should stay safely in Midyan while he goes for this very dangerous mission. It is possible that he felt that the only way that he could go and convince the people that he's really one of them is to show that he also has what to lose. He has a family and he's concerned. He's not just some lone hawk. Perhaps. In any case, they will end up not coming with him. Vayomer Adonai Moshe, b'lechtecha l'shuv Mitzrayima. As you're going, re'e kol ha'moftim asher samti v'yadecha. See all of the wonders. Now they're not called signs but wonders that I put in your hand. Vasitam lifnei faro. This is new. Because remember, all of the signs that he was given were signs to do to Zikne Israel to convince them that he was really had Hashem's mandate. But now Hashem says, all of those signs, now he turns them into wonders. Because to Bnei Yisrael, they're signs. They indicate something. The God of life, the God of death. To Paro, they're just wonders. They're just going to impress him and amaze him, hopefully more than his Chartumim. This will be the second time that a Jew has come into the court and outshine Paro's own magicians. That, of course, is if Yosef with the Chartumim. Re'ei kol ha'moftim asher samti v'yadecha v'asitam lifnei Faro. But I'm going to strengthen his heart so he doesn't send the people out. Meaning, we're in a game, and I'm pulling the strings, and you and Paro are going to duke it out, and to what end? V'yamartal Paro, this is your message. Ko amar Adonai b'ni v'chori Yisrael. Hashem says, my firstborn son is Yisrael. Va'omar elecha, this is still what Moshe is supposed to say. Shalach et b'ni v'yavdeni. Let my son go so he can serve me, not you, serve me. V'atma'en l'shacho, if you refuse to let him go, hine anochi oregit b'incha b'korecha. I'll kill your firstborn son. In other words, you are holding my firstborn son, I'm going to kill your firstborn son. Now, this is all the message that Hashem gives Moshe that, of course, he's going to present to Paro. And the Achazek et Libo seems to be before this message is going to happen. Parenthetically, Ko Amar is what we refer to as the messenger formula. Ko Amar throughout Tanakh is always used whenever bringing a message from a king or from royalty. Ko Amar bin Chayosef, Ko Amar Balak, right? And Ko Amar Paro. And here it's Ko Amar Hashem. So what does it mean to walk into Paro's palace and say Ko Amar Hashem? It means that I'm bringing a message from the real king. You'd think you're the real king. Now, Psukim Chavdal through Chavav are a very murky piece. There are many, many, many different directions to understanding this. We'll read it through and see what happens. But keep in mind that Hashem has just told Moshe that message. Vahiva derech pamalon. Meaning they were on the way and they stopped at a lodge. Vayifkeshehu Adonai vayvakesh hamito. Hashem encounters him. We assume the him is Moshe. And he wants to kill him. Which itself is very bizarre. Hashem has just sent him. And now Hashem wants to kill him. What's going on? Vatikach tziporat sor. So tziporah took a flint stone. She cut off the orla of her son. This is where the appreciation of this that is quite common, which is that Moshe had not done Brit Milah on his second son, Eliezer, who we don't yet know by name, and that is why he was going to be punished for failure to participate in the Brit, or include him in the Brit, and Tzipora saved the day. Vatagala raglav, and the orla, evidently, or the blood, fell at his feet. Whose feet? Moshe's feet? The malach's feet? The kid's feet? Vatomer kichatan damimata li. And then she says, either to the child or to Moshe, you are a blood groom. Vayir femino, and then he left him alone. He left him alone, seems to be Hashem, or the malach Hashem leaves him alone. Azamra chatan damim la mulot. And then she made this declaration that you are a blood groom of Milah. What it means, what it symbolizes, very difficult to figure out. One possible understanding is that this is coming on the heels of the command that Moshe should tell Paro, my Bechor, etc., etc. And perhaps what's happening is that Hashem is now demonstrating to Moshe that we are talking here about a real life and death situation, that Am Yisrael themselves will be saved by adhering to the Brit and will be saved through their own blood, and that they're playing this scene out. On the other hand, there's way more mystery than there is clarity in this. And now, Vayomer Adonai el Aharon, and this is what we expected to hear earlier when Hashem said, Aaron's coming out to see you. Now Hashem speaks to Aaron and says, Lech likrat Moshe midbara, go greet Moshe in the desert. And they meet back at Har Elohim, which means Moshe went back to Midian, collected his family, started going, had the incident in the Malon. In the meantime, Aaron is coming out, and then they meet at Sinai. He told him all the words, told him all the signs. So they gathered everybody, and very quickly, and now we have Aaron says everything that Hashem told Moshe, exactly where Hashem said it. Moshe, you will be the speaker, and Aaron will be the loudspeaker. Who is that? It sounds like Aaron did the signs. And maybe that's why Moshe told him the signs, because Aaron has to be the one to do them. Vayamein ha'am, the people trusted. They heard that Hashem pakad, that's the secret code, and that he's seen their affliction, and they bowed down, they prostrated, which means all systems are now go. B'nai Yisrael accept Moshe as their leader, accept Moshe as their savior. Salvation is on its way, and that's what we expect the next scene to be. We may be a little disappointed, but we will see that in the next and final podcast in our study of Sefer Shemot. Everybody should have a wonderful day.